The rating NC-17, which the Dreamers now carries, was created in 1990. It was intended to help audiences tell the difference between an X-rated pornographic film and a mainstream but still racy movie. But only a few filmmakers have dared let their films get tagged with that label. NPR's Kim Masters examines the troubled history of NC-17.
What is it about Bernardo Bertolucci? His Last Tango in Paris was slapped with an X rating in 1972, and all these years later, he's at it again with the Dreamers.
There must be something about America with me, about myself with this country.
What's surprising is that Fox is willing to defy conventional wisdom and release the Dreamers with an NC-17 rating. The last time a big studio tried that was with Showgirls in 1995. It was a flop, and no NC-17 film has ever scored at the box office.
One never knows exactly which theaters will play an NC-17 film and which ones won't.
Tom Ortenberg, an executive with Lionsgate Films, says the rating carries a stigma that hurts the bottom line.
There's a big question as to what newspapers will take ads for NC-17 films, which won't, which TV stations will take ads, which ones won't.
Fox says it's acting on artistic grounds, but film historian Jonathan Kuntz doubts it.
I think this is purely an economic decision. Now that they have bought this film, they want to get the maximum amount out of this film.
Kuntz says arthouse movies like The Dreamers have limited commercial potential. Publicity over an NC-17 rating can help.
Sometimes it's your only way of marketing a film. It's your last resort.
Generally, smaller independent companies release adult-themed films. And even they usually prefer to go without a rating rather than accept an NC-17. That's how Y Tu Mama Tambien was released. But big studios like Fox are members of the Motion Picture Association of America. They have to submit their movies to the MPAA for ratings. So they, in turn, require filmmakers to deliver movies that are at most rated R. Lionsgate is independent, but it imposed the same demand on director Wayne Kramer, who made The Cooler. The ratings board initially gave the film an NC-17 because of a scene that showed Maria Bello enjoying a private moment with William Macy.
I know I'm going to pay for this. I don't know who you are or what. This was good. I'm glad. I don't care.
To Kramer, the offending scene was a realistic depiction of two people expressing mutual love, and it wasn't gratuitous.
You don't see that much except for a brief glimpse of her pubic region.
The executives at Lionsgate agreed, but they thought the film might attract broader audiences than the usual arthouse release. So they demanded an R-rated version that could be booked and marketed like any other film. Kramer's only option was to appeal the rating. While the initial rating is set by a panel of parents, appeals are heard by a group of theater owners and other industry professionals. Kramer says the worst thing was he wasn't permitted to cite any precedent to make his case.
So I'm not allowed to go in there and say, well, guess what, you gave my movie an NC-17, but Sharon Stone spread her legs in Basic Instinct and gave you the whole view and they got an R rating.
To Kramer, the process seemed arbitrary, especially considering that the ratings board seems to react only to sexuality, never to violence.
Go see the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. This is an R-rated movie where somebody blows their head off, and then the camera moves through the hole in their head and out the back of their head again, and that's perfectly okay. Why is that so much more palatable than a beautiful naked body of a regular person?
But the appeals board wouldn't budge. Lionsgate executive Tom Ortenberg says the MPAA actually wanted his company to release The Cooler with the NC-17 rating. The board doesn't want the rating to go unused, justifying complaints that the MPAA system boulderizes movies. Ortenberg says his company would have gone forward if it had gotten some assurance of support from advertisers and theater owners.
But none of our partners in that equation were willing to step up and do their part to make sure that it was economically feasible to at least try the wide release on the NC-17.
In the end, Kramer got his R. He cut The Cooler by 1.5 seconds.
Let's be honest, for 1.5 seconds, I'm not going to get on my soapbox and call the distributor, accuse them of not supporting me and the filmmaker. I understand the economic responsibility and the millions of dollars that goes into promoting and launching a film. But regardless, what is 1.5 seconds flash of something that is not even offensive by softcore or hardcore standards?
Having grown up in South Africa when authorities there censored films as a matter of routine, Kramer sees irony in the situation. Today, he says, his films face more scrutiny in the United States than they would in his native country. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.